New Living Translation and the red letter edition, you'll see when you can see it.
It's a little different.
Is our scripture this morning in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. Luke's Gospel in chapter 20 is about the authority of Jesus being challenged, taxes for Caesar, discussion about the resurrection and all that, and then it leads into chapter 21, where Jesus foretells the future. Now, he wasn't a fortune teller, but God knows everything from the beginning to the end. So he is foretelling things that must happen, and we're living in those days. 21, 25 through 36. And now there'll be strange events in the skies, signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And down here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. The courage of many people will falter because of the fearful fate that is coming upon the earth, because the stability of the very heavens will be broken up. Then everyone will see the Son of Man arrive in the clouds with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand straight, look up, for your salvation is near. Then he gave them this illustration. Notice the fig tree, or any other tree. When the leaves come out, you know, without being told, the summer is near. Just so, when you see the events I've described taking place, you can be sure that the kingdom of God is near. I assure you, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these events have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my word will remain forever. Watch out. Don't let me find you living carelessly in drunkenness and filled with the worries of this life. Don't let that day catch you unaware as in a trap, for that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. Keep a constant watch and pray that, if possible, you may escape the horrors and stand before the Son of God. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and understanding of his holy and precious word.